Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're on Station 1 tonight, and we're in December still, the 11th of December, 2010, as time moves on here. So let's see. I guess we could start off with an emotional clearing for people. We just had our four-hour ascension call today, which is very nice, and tomorrow is our body rejuvenation call on a conference line, and it's 8 hours in length, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. So for all of you listening now, it's 9 o'clock my time. I'm still in Saturday, but if you're back east, you're now into Sunday. So, boy, you guys are ahead of me on the timeline. So here we go. So we'll do an emotional clearing, and think of a situation that you dealt with that maybe was unpleasant for you. We're going to clear that from you. I'll count to five to do so. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do another clearing for, we can do it for physical body pain. So if you have any pain in your body, think of that particular area, location. If you don't have one, then think of a time, maybe when you did a long time ago. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And tonight is our special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there in a few minutes here. So let's do the mind to heart drop. And I do this on most of the programs here. And you should all have it pretty much memorized. We just count from 10 backwards to 1. Within 15, 20 seconds, you're in your heart center. So here we go. You have to surrender that mental body, if you would, your awakening thoughts. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. This only works live on the program. We'll energize the light beam now to bring in some wonderful peace energy for everybody. So just bring up the light beam. It'll be energized automatically right now. And we'll start to go to the light ship. So you will feel peace on an archive, but you'll not be able to go to the light ship because you have to be live on the Saturday night call here. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. And you can bring flowers, tree gardens, whatever you wish up there also. And we'll count to five to connect to the light ship. And you might feel your body changing instantly as you get put into no time. You're out of time in the now. So that's different than being out of time on the time-based reality. Two different things. So here we go, going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. And if you wish to request a special room that you may like to go into that you may have been in before, please just come on the fast chat and do so. And here we go. First room that I see we're going into, we'll go into the hot tub room because it could be cold in different areas here. And if you wish to have your body warmer, you can. And here we go. We're in a green colored gel this time. This is healing energy, a healing gel, to help you to have a detoxification of your body. So bring in the energy. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I guess Pauline's hungry. She wants to go to the food court. So here we go. Okay. So we'll go to the food court. Here we go. So we're going there now. This is where all the light beings eat. Some eat food, some don't. And if you do eat food, which we all do down here, then we can have little small portions. And right now I see us in front of a location which has very, very thick, like, soup. And this soup energy is, to me right now, this an orange type and a deep red. I'm seeing deep red right now. And again, it's about a half a teaspoon. So this will give your body a nice boost here of energy. It's going to go into your mouth right now, so you may feel the energy flowing into your body. And we're going into the location where we have plates that energize the body. You can put your hands on the plates, and it will automatically detect what you need. And now we're going into the little room adjacent to that where we're putting our hands on some other plates, and we're getting energy right now put into our body. So I'll count to five to command that energy down here. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and let's get some juice on the light shift. Let's go into where they have some special juice to drink. There's all different types there. I'm seeing like a rainbow juice. That's kind of interesting, all different colors. It's very fluorescent. So I'll try that myself. So again, it's about a half a teaspoon. So here we go. So enjoy this here. One, two, three, four, and five. Another request is the tree room, and we went in there, I believe, today on the conference call. So let's go on to see the trees, and here we go. Very, very tall, large trees. Here comes the tree energy for healing. Remember, you must request your healing because the light only sees you in each moment of the now. So here we go. In the tree room, here comes the energy. I'll count to 10 to really increase it for us here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. And I will go into another location. And if you wish to have your body temperature increased, you can do so. We'll do that right now. So here we go. If you wanted to be cooler, you can do that too. So it's your choice which way you want to go with the energy. So we're in a special room now. I'll count to 10 to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Another request we have for golden whales. So we'll go into that room. Here we go. Here comes the golden whales. We're in water right now. And the water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. Here comes the golden whales. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll bring in some more of that energy to maybe warm your body up or cool it down. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, I have a request here for, looks like unicorns or dolphins. We'll do them both here. So let's go in, and she's requesting, Sarah is for white unicorns. So we'll go into that room, and we request your healing because they're only in the now. They don't see anything wrong with you until you request something. So here we go. One, bringing in the energy for the white unicorns. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And now we'll go visit the dolphins. We can swim with them if you wish. You can even put your hand out in front of you and feel the energy, you know, on the palm of your hands as you touch the skin of the dolphins. So we'll have the dolphins come to us. We'll have the pink dolphins come. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's see. Looks like the little penguins want to come, so we'll be in the room with the penguins. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. We could go to the penthouse if you wish, everybody. We'll go up there and kind of lay down, relax, and we're going to have the stars do some healings on us. Remember, these are real stars. These are ones made of the light, and You can connect with the star if you wish, as you look up there, and that will do healing on you as long as you request your healing. So here we go. And I'd request maybe every minute for healing. So here comes the star energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room where, let's see here. I like the Moses energy sometimes. We haven't done that for quite a while. So let's go in the room where Moses is here. This is the spirit of Moses. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I have a request from Lisa for mermaids. So another water room. We're going to have lots of water tonight. So we're in the water, which is silver again, sparkles like diamonds. Here comes the mermaids. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do that again. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That feels very nice. And we'll go into the room, which is the centrifuge room. This is where they can help to release some of our negative addictions, patterns, and things. So we'll bring in the energy of lack. And the lack energy is kind of your best friend. At first, it might feel very heavy and dense, but it'll start to release from you what you request. So just do one request on a situation that you're dealing with. Here we go. So we're in this room. The room is spinning. And you might actually feel a little like clouds leave your body of these thought forms. Remember that all thoughts are from the darkness. And these thought forms get collected into your body from maybe this lifetime and also from your DNA. So we're going to get rid of those. So I'll just think of one issue. We'll see what we can do for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's go into a very special room. This is a room where the Earth Spirit is going to go after ascension time to manifest its blueprint in 8D reality. So we'll go in there, and we had a request for mountains. So there are mountains on this new blueprint creation. So we'll go into this room here, and the Earth Spirit will allow us to see its new creation of mountains. Here we go. So I'll count to 10. You can feel the energy there. It's extra peaceful right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. I'll let you experience that here. And that the female light beings, we have this on today on the conference call, doing some muscle relaxation for us and things like this. So let's do that again. So here we go. Our muscles being relaxed here, like a little back massage. So they're working with us right now, working with our back and our feet, our toes, our whole body. So here comes their energy. And again, you want to request healing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do it some more for us here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There, you might feel your body changing here. So you might want to just get up and walk around a little bit here. And what we're going to do, I do this once in a while, we'll put some air cushions on our bottom of our feet. So this will make a believer out of everybody here. I haven't had anybody say they haven't felt this yet. So this takes about six different steps. It'll take a few minutes here. So what they're doing now is working with the bottom of your feet. And kind of in theory, it's going to make you feel like you weigh less, okay? And or like you're walking on a really, really plush carpet, and you're not going to really feel the ground that much. So here we go. This first step is starting right now. And this will probably take about a minute to do. Here we go. So we'll try to speed it up here. So stronger. Might feel energy in the bottom of your feet. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, the second part of this healing. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Third part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Fourth part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And fifth part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the last part of this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, get up and walk around and just see how it feels to walk. It might feel like you're walking like on springs a little bit. You might feel a little more bounce in your walk. And you're going to feel that your feet are not as fatigued. Okay, we're going back into the room where the females are doing some work with us here. Working on our neck right now. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Hope you're all enjoying the air cushions here. We can put a brace on you if you wish. We'll put one on each side of your body. And it'll be attached kind of to your hips here, left side right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And one in front of you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And one attached to your tailbone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. So now walk, and you should feel maybe a little taller possibly. You're going to feel like you're more stable in the way you're walking. So, and this may last, you know, throughout the night here. Maybe tomorrow, you have to request it to last, you know, for a day here. So let's go into one more room on the light ship. We'll go into the room where the rainbow waterfall is. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, yeah, Hank says like we're in an anti-gravity room. Yeah, in a sense, sort of, but this is the way they can help us out here. So let's come back from the light ship, everybody. And we're thanking the light being doctors for working with us this evening. All your healings are between you and the light being doctors. You're giving your thanks. And we're going into the transporter room where we're getting our animals and pets and flowers, garden, trees, plants are coming with us right now. Getting ready to come down, and you're going to feel yourself changing the energy around your body. Right now, you're completely out of time. Now we'll be coming back probably into the no time on the timeline. two different nows, okay? So here we go, coming down. So one, two, three, four, and five. We're here now. And we'll see if our co-host is on out there in cyberspace. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm out here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And boy, that felt great, and I can't believe that over 20 minutes has passed. It just was like, feels like about 2 minutes have gone by since we started. That's really great. And it looks like people are typing in on the fast chat. They were really enjoying those wonderful healing rooms. See some comments here about the enjoying the beautiful cushions on the bottom of the feet. So that's really great. Let's see, we had Lisa said a lot of heart energy. Thank you for that. And Jake said it was very nice. Thank you. Holly said balance is way better. So thank you for that. And some other comments too. So thanks, guys, for posting those comments. And if you have any questions for Ron, anything you want to talk about tonight, please go ahead and type your questions in on the fast chat, and we'll get to them and just get as many as we can as we go through the hour. So anything you'd like to talk about in particular tonight, Ron?
Boy, we could do a timeline crash, so I'll honor the first person who types in here, maybe the first two, okay? So remember, the timeline crash is on the website, and it allows you to take you off of the timelines where you're getting abducted to parallel lifetimes. And we all know that parallel lifetimes are not a place to go to. And as you start understanding that more, you're going to realize how valuable this healing is, and also how you're helping humanity out by releasing the alien control off of other people around you or ones that you don't even know about. So let's see here. We'll see what comes up here for our timeline crash. And it has to be an emotional issue, okay? That's the way the timeline crashes work. But I could do one. I'll just start it off here with one. Some people might have anxiety maybe for Christmas, you know. So let's just try that one. I don't know how many are going to feel that, but we'll see here. Remember, the dark side lives off of our emotional trauma. So if we had a situation to maybe we lost a loved one, you know, around Christmas time, or maybe you got a heartache from something like that, or a person in your life, we'll release that here. So we'll just do Christmas. That'll be the Christmas. I don't know. What do you think, Sylvia? Anxiety, or what would be a good thing to add to that?
Well, I think at the holidays, a lot of times people get
stressed.
There's all that energy around relatives and family, and or maybe feeling. Some people feel really lonely over the holidays if they're not with their loved ones, and other people go to their family
good.
And get kind of all into all that angst from their childhood.
Okay, so let's do loneliness. So loneliness
sounds good.
For Christmas, okay?
Great.
That could go for many reasons here. So here we go. Remember, the timeline crashes must be an emotional issue that you're having. Could be like a location, too, but everything stems from emotion. So here we go. Timeline crash, so I'll count to 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Pretty heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Wow, this is heavy stuff. Each one of these is a timeline. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One just went through me, so we got rid of one of them. So your body could be feeling a little agitated on the inside. You could feel a little upset, possibly. You could feel nervous. Your body could be twitching. Remember, you're being bounced back and forth on the timeline, so it's like going on a roller coaster ride here. Okay, we have another request here for a timeline crash. So we have one for pain and suffering. So I guess those are two good ones here. So let's first do pain. This is pain in your body. Remember, you can pick these up from the parallel lives. Maybe your pain is just a really slight pain initially, but on those timelines, because you do have a pain, they might amplify that and maybe give you 20 or more lifetimes with pain. And then you come back here and it's amplified immensely. So here we go. Pain. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So that is crashing, and you might feel that maybe throughout this program here. Let's do another one here. So we just crashed five timelines for that. Let's do one for the suffering, okay? So here we go. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Well, we'll do this timeline crash here. You won't be able to do this on the website, but we'll do it here. Thank you, Tom. We'll do the timeline crash for the fake Jesus created by the light of the darkness that people pray to in churches. Okay? Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. That was a good one. And we'll do one now for people that who thought they were Jesus also. And there's some people around now out there. I won't give any names of these people, but they do show up at the expos. This one name throughout a lot of the expos and stuff like that. So here we go. So these are people who are presenting themselves that they have been Jesus in the past. So here we go. One, timeline crash for that. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And the person's first name starts with an M, but I won't go any further past that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should be feeling the energies here. Yeah, it's like being in a washing machine sometimes or a wearing blender. So you will feel yourself getting bounced back and forth, maybe like in a bumper car ride. So just enjoy those timeline crashes there. And that's our newest clearing on the website, so I'd recommend people to do that. It's $20 for a week and $60 for the month. And you're going to find your life changing because, remember, where they get you is those parallel lives that they torment you on. So this is one way to get out of those. The only way that I know of, actually. So it's the one and only way. So here we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Boy, let's see. We have some comments and questions on the fast chat. Mike says, amazing how much I felt the Christmas one, and I wasn't that into the holiday season. And Tim says, oh, wow, a lot of white light hitting. And Lisa says, that's very wonderful, and thanks a lot of white light. And Ma says, could have entity with soul imprint. I'm not sure if that's asking if that's something that we could get within us, entities that have a soul imprint in them. Maybe you can clarify the question, person who wrote it.
Sure. Okay, let's see, what can we do here?
Tom is asking if there's a fake Jesus timeline crash.
Yep, we did that one.
We did that one.
Yep. So
okay,
let's bring in some of the, Lisa was talking about the white light. Yes, that's what you're going to be seeing if you're a seer, because you're seeing pure light coming into those timelines. And some people actually know about their parallel lifetimes. Deja vu is one of those. But everybody has a sense of them, sort of, because you kind of know what's going to happen to you intuitively. Or what maybe the outcome could be, you know. Some days you might feel like you don't really want to go maybe for a ride in the car or go to the grocery store at a certain time, so you decide to do something else in place of that for a while. And that's because you probably have viewed that timeline and or you're living it and you see something going wrong there, maybe a confrontation or something, or maybe, we'll just say hypothetically you're on a timeline and you see a car, you know, that can't stop driving through the window and it's coming right at you and maybe you get injured. And so you probably have that sense of that no, I shouldn't be here at this time. And everybody has had that too, that scenario where they just kind of, you know that they shouldn't be at this location and they kind of stop themselves. So that's already going on in a parallel life. You're just getting bleed through from it. And are you experiencing that? Yes. Is your body experiencing whatever happened in that? Yes. And so just that down here on this timeline that you're on, you don't have that, but other ones you do. So, in fact, let's do a healing here. I'll just pull this one out of the hat here. Let's do a healing for, I want you all to think of your most traumatic event that you had in your lifetime, okay? And naturally, you got to think of something, or just one that you more recently possibly had. But remember, they're all with you. And we're going to do a timeline crash for that. And that could go back, you know, years in your life, okay? So think of a situation that comes up that maybe pushes your buttons, that's out there that you really don't feel good about, okay? And here we go. Hopefully, you all have one. We're going to crash that timeline for you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm getting a lot of sadness here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I'll do five like we've done in the other ones too. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So that one feels very sad to me. But anyway, that's on the website on the timeline crashing. We know we have the past, present, and future. And so this will crash all of those unless you want to concentrate on one of them. The page is quite interesting. There's check boxes there that's already pre-checked, which means that you can do the whole timeline with those many different things at one time. And that takes 15 minutes. If you choose to be like a scientific investigator, you may want to uncheck a few of them, or maybe all of them except for one, and just kind of see what happens, okay? Because then you can feel that individual part of the timeline being crashed. So that's kind of up to you. I made it that way for people to understand what's happening. And it's just a wonderful clearing. I get people are commenting about it, how they feel much better. And this can put you more into the now, because remember, when you're not here, where are you? So we're always trying to bring your spirit back more into your body. This is what this show is all about. And this is the way that you can actually be proactive, you know, with your healings, is to do that. So I guess I'll just turn it back to Sylvia there. So are you out there again, Sylvia?
Yeah, so let's see. Frank is asking, says, I'm getting really hot. What does that mean?
Okay, normally when your body changes with tingles or getting hot, or you start sweating, or your body shakes or something, it's just an indication that your physical body is having some work done to it some way. It's releasing negativity. You're getting energy into your body, and that's what it means. So you're releasing blocked energy and getting light back into you again. What I'll do now to help everybody, I'll take your spirit out momentarily. Just briefly, I don't recommend ever having your spirit out of your body, but what we're going to do is put you in your body properly. A lot of people get in their body crooked, and then they feel kind of goofy. And you may have always felt goofy, don't know why. So here we go. I'm going to take you out. I'll just count to five and bring you back in again. So here we go, and you'll be put in properly, which means that you'll be facing strictly 100% forward, like looking out of your eyes. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Coming back in. One, two, three, four, five. There. So if you feel a shift in your body, sometimes people have headaches and they don't know why. It's because their spirit's in their body crooked. It could be upside down, sideways. You could have your head straight, but maybe the rest of your body's crooked. All these things can have a physical reaction to your body. So when you get put in properly, all of a sudden your body can relax, because all of a sudden you have that connection to your healing energy. And what we're going to do now is bring you in through your feet. So this sometimes can make people feel dizzy. Remember, your spirit, because we don't normally communicate with it, and also it wants to leave here, so it doesn't necessarily want to come all the way into your body. And then also another reason is that the aliens have actually probably pulled you part way out of your body. So this is why you want to do that, the crown chakra clearing. I don't have the exact name of it, but it's, I think it's crown chakra disconnection or something. But anyway, you want to do that clearing to get these things, your crown chakra closed off, so you don't get connected by the octopus energy. So here we go. We're going to bring you in. Come out of your body, we'll say from your head, going back around into your feet. And you're going to feel heavier, more dense, and you may have more tingles. Here we go. So out and in, 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 out and in. Out and in, 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 out and in. Okay. So, you should be feeling heavier, should be getting more energy into your body. Remember, your spirit's your healer, so if it's crooked in you, it's very hard to transfer the energy into your body because your spirit really is not connecting fully to yourself. And now your spirit's from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. So back to you, Sylvia.
So we have Julia asking, how close are we to the final ascension?
Well, the light only works in the now, so I don't know. There's plenty of predictions of when that could be, but that's the dark side telling you when they wish to take you. So you don't want to go by those forecast predictions, prophecies, because they truly don't know. But they would like to tell you when it's going to be, because they want to grab you. So back to you, Sylvia.
I think we had another person asking about whether or not you could do a timeline crash that would affect the fake ascension.
Right now, no. That's too much energy for me to get into.
Yeah, that's a big...
that's oh, we
like,
have 2012 clearing on the website that you can do, you know, to get yourself... unplugged from that 2012 energy that people are talking about.
Hank is asking, how come my spirit was facing the back of my head? I didn't realize that. How did this happen to us?
Okay. A lot of times it's from, being startled, and then you remember you're out of your body, then you get startled. So being startled isn't that you get scared. You know, you might get scared, but being startled when your body has a reaction is because you were not in your body. And let's say that you're walking and somebody lights a firecracker behind you, okay, and you jump. Well, that means that you weren't in your body because you never saw or sensed, felt what was going on behind you. And so the reason why you jumped is because your spirit all of a sudden did a crash landing in you, and it came in as fast as it could because it thought that you were in danger. So it came into you in a crash landing. And in the crash landing, it may not have come in properly. And it will come in next time improperly also. And this is what happens. And that's how it happens. Sometimes, I don't know if they have them now. You know, typically the alarm clocks are a lot less noisy. But in the old days, they had like a little ringer on the top. If you're old enough, you remember those. And all of a sudden, this thing goes off, maybe at 6 in the morning when you're deep asleep, and maybe you're off in some parallel lifetime dreaming, and all of a sudden that alarm clock goes off, and you again get startled, and you jump up out of bed, and you're not connected too well. Well, your spirit jumped into you whatever way it could, because it has to be with you to protect your body. So once we're going wrong, we don't know about it, typically, and you can feel strange or different or not really know it until you get put into your body properly. And so it's just from basically having your spirit come into your body wrong, and it may have been that way for quite a long time. And it just comes in whatever way it can when it's out, when you have the need to have it protect your body. So that's basically what happens is, and I call that a crash landing. So back to you, Sylvia.
You want to talk for a minute, Ron, about the special healing that's coming up tomorrow?
Yeah. We have our 8-hour call coming up. We have 3 8-hour calls on a conference line. You can do it absentee also, get the same results. And you're also on the light ship for actually, this will be 3 weeks and on the call itself, but you're on the light ship for a whole month. And that allows you to be in quarantine for the whole month, not inside the light ship. You need to clarify that for special physical healings. You're there outside the light ship where they're collecting the bits and pieces of you that the aliens have stolen in these timelines that you are living in. So they kind of like put you back together again. And then after that happens, then you do go to the light ship, and then they combine those parts of you, those fragments, the pieces, whatever that would be, back into your physical body. And this is what we call the body rejuvenation. We get rid of alien parasitic life forms and many things like that. If you want to do some samples, on the top of the website, creationlightship.com. There's a drop-down box. Just go to that, and you can actually do some sample clearings that we did on two of the BBS radio programs quite a while ago. So seeing the number 444 on here, what's happening is, and I'll talk about this, whenever you see numbers, a lot of people talk about seeing 1111 or three ones, 111, something like that, or maybe, maybe it's 1001, anything like that. Those numbers that you are seeing all the time is the way the aliens are controlling you. Because when you see those numbers, they are actually seen if you recognize them. Because if you notice, when you see numbers, all of a sudden your head automatically turns to a clock or a watch to see those numbers. And you go, wow, it's 1111. I had that for, 500 times so far in maybe 10 years, and I'm seeing it again. What does that mean? Well, what they're doing is they're keeping track of you. That's their tracking program to connect to you, to check out your implants, to check out how you're doing, and to see if you recognize 1111. If you recognize 1111 or whatever number of sequences that you're listening, not listening to, but watching, that means that you're hooked up. This is why we have a natal chart clearing, to get rid of numbers and letters. So that's all that it is that they're checking to see if you are in tune with their mind control transmissions. And that's how they're doing it, through the different numbers and also letters. So I hope that helps everybody. Might be kind of shocking for you to hear that, but that's what they're doing. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. We have a good question about the intensive clearings from Tina, and the question is, if you go on as an absentee, how do you do the water charging part?
Very good question. You'd probably have to contact me. We normally do water charging around straight up on the hour, and so what you could do is, get your glass of water ready and just hold it. And that would work for that. We sometimes do three glasses of water in an hour, and you probably wouldn't know when that would be. So what you could do, actually, is get a glass of water, and because we do emotional water. We do skin misting water. I think we did pink water today and gold water. So we do different colors of water. So what you could do is just request to have the water charge, or maybe the colored water, and skin misting, emotional water, and also, don't forget the silver healing water. So you could do that yourself just by asking the light beings, because you are on the call, and they will facilitate that for you. That's what I would recommend doing. Just that you won't know exactly when we're doing it on the call, but the water will get charged for you. Take a note of the time. It'll take about 5 minutes to do that. I won't say about, just look for 5 minutes and just hold it for that amount of time, your hands below the water level. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, so let's see. Larry says, need blockage released from mind.
Boy, that's all that we deal with here.
That's a pretty broad category.
the darkness is the mind.
Yeah.
I guess the way to do that, do that mind a heart drop, but I think you're probably more or less talking about your mental faculties are not working too well. So I would do a timeline crash on that. I'll do a sample of that. So, what's the old joke? You have Alzheimer's or Halfheimer's, so, maybe even quarter, who knows? So here we go. So let's do a clearing here for that. So this will be a timeline crash, and this will be physical for you, and we're going to clear a blockage. That maybe deals with the short-term memory. Let's do this one. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And yes, Pauline, that would help. The mental barcode one would definitely help Larry and everyone else. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, there we go. So back to you, Sylvia, here.
Let's see, my fast chat blinked out for a minute, but I think Pete from Australia was talking about doing the timeline crashing clearing on the website, and he's asking for advice on how to phrase the, you know, what to type into the little, you know, box as far as how to describe what you want.
Yeah, so what you do is it's designed for emotional situations, and also you can clear a location, which could be like your workspace or your car. These are all locations where you could go into a timeline, okay, and have many lives at once there. It could also indicate where maybe you're being abducted, going to work or something in your car, so you can clear that out. You can also put in, you know, like a physical illness, but always do the emotional situation first, because you want to get rid of the emotional problem that is causing your illness. So if you just jump to the illness, it may not work quite as well. Okay, so you want to do the emotional situation, and that's how the timeline crashing works, because the darkness wants to get most of the energy from you with an emotional situation. Now, let's just say that you do have a physical illness, and it may be life-threatening, so that's going to put you into fear. So what do you want to clear? You want to clear fear and find out what else it's doing to you. You know, maybe it's losing your loved ones. So that would be an emotional situation, you know, if you were to leave here. You know, maybe it could be the anxiety of having an operation. So that's another type of thing. Now, all these things is what you want to go to and clear out first on the emotional level. And then after that, then I would go into, you know, the physical problem that you could be dealing with. But remember, the physical problem that you're dealing with really is not that important to the aliens, because they want to get you emotionally. Remember, your body doesn't necessarily, you know, unless it's in a lot of pain, doesn't necessarily understand what's wrong with it, okay? Unless you have itches or something. But anything internally wrong with you, your body's still going to plug along without really any problem, so to speak, okay? But the problem that you're causing is when you get into the emotional issue, and that emotional issue, which is what you're living on, the energy, can prevent you from having a healing. So that prevention of having a healing is because they got you all riled up, and you could be on many timelines with that same condition, and or maybe that condition that you have now has progressed, okay? And let's just say, hypothetically, you go to the doctor and they say, man, you're going to be not here in 2 years. Well, maybe on a timeline, you're 1 week from death, okay? And so you're bringing all that anxiety back to you on the timeline, and you wonder why you're so upset, and that's because the timelines are controlling you. So this is why you want to do those clearings and, you know, first get the emotional situation. And if you haven't done the emotional clearing for this lifetime, the whole lifetime one, by all means, do that. So back to you, Sylvia. And our time is coming to a close here, looks like.
Yeah, our time is up for tonight. So say anything else that you wanted to tell people, or tell people that are interested in tomorrow's healing intensive how to reach you if they haven't signed up yet?
Yeah, I'll be checking my computer about an hour before the conference call. So just maybe put your phone number in there. You can go on PayPal and pay for it. That's very, very easy to do. And you'll be sent the codes to your email that way. So if you have PayPal, then you have an email that you use for PayPal that you log into, and you'll be getting the code sent to you on that. And most people will come on the call, you know, at least 5 minutes early. And just come on the call, be there, and nothing to do, but do get, you know, probably 3 glasses of water ready for you. Because we do that many typically, you know, for each hour, then we have a little break. And the time goes by very quickly. It's amazing to see the last hour when we do, you know, spirit infusion, bringing your spirit back to you to integrate your spirit back into your body. All of a sudden we're doing that, and we went through a lot of stuff. So if you want to get these alien attack energies off you, if you want to get rid of the life forms inside of you, like I say, you know, we can't get rid of all of them, but you will feel different afterwards, and you may have a better life. That's what life is here on this planet, is to get better, to live in more peace, and to have your spirit with you. So I'll be signing off here. So this is Ron Amatron. We'll see you maybe on the call tomorrow, hopefully. And the timeline crashing is $20 if you wish to do that. Our next BBS program is Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. And at 7 o'clock Eastern. So blessings to all of you. We do have our Monday and Friday calls for 1 hour lightship healing like we did tonight for only $20. So see you later, everybody. Blessings.
Good night, everyone. See you next time.
Okay. Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Ron.